Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Stacy Eskelin from Cappuccino, who you'll find on Substack. And here is Amelia's most famous resident, and no, she's not giving autographs. She might consider a potograph, though. First, let me tell you about Amelia, which is a gorgeous Italian village in an obscure corner of Umbria, redolent of wood smoke in the winter, night-blooming jasmine in the spring, overheated roses in the summer, and moldering leaves in the fall. I'm absolutely crazy about it. 400 years older than Rome, Amelia is believed by many scholars to be the oldest village in Italy. It certainly met the requirements of its original inhabitants, the Etruscans, who preferred locations offering a panoramic view of the surrounding countryside, the better to spot any potential enemies, and a reliable water source. Even today, Etruscan influence is still felt. Had the Romans organized the village, all streets would radiate from a single piazza. Instead, Amelia is a bewildering rabbit-warren of streets without reason or purpose, a clear signature of Etruscan city planning. To me, this is delicious, because there's no telling where you might wind up. A surprise awaits you around every corner, a mystery behind every door. It's also the perfect village, say, for naughty and misbehaved kitties determined to make their presence felt. Kitties like this one. Her name is Thea, and she is the small, furry god of everyone's idolatry. 6 years or so ago, she was a randagia, a stray, part of a feral colony that lives behind the Conad, our local grocery store. Then a kind woman who lives up the hill on Via Cavour adopted her. Unfortunately, trying to keep Thea inside was like trying to pin fog to a billboard. She had places to go. She sashayed around town, tail up, whiskers high, accompanying children to the bus stop, supervising haircuts, blowouts, and dye jobs at the local parrucchiere, making sure everyone received their coffee order at the bar. Her duties, which Thea takes with the utmost seriousness, bring her outside the historic center's polygonal 3rd century BC walls, where she has established as her exclusive kingdom the newspaper kiosk of one Anna Rita. On any given night, you could pass by Anna Rita's newsstand and see Thea curled up on top of various periodicals that have met with her approval. Being the sweet, loving woman that she is, Anna Rita actually installed air conditioning in the kiosk for Thea's comfort during the summer. It's not easy schlepping around town in a fur coat to meet with adoring fans. Sometimes a kitty needs a cool, well-ventilated place to lay her head. Anna Rita totally understands that and spoils her accordingly. Thea doesn't see well, cataracts perhaps, which may have been why she ran into a little trouble crossing the street one night. Drivers come whizzing over the hill. One clipped her leg, sending Thea to the vet. Her back leg needed mending, but that didn't slow her down. Shortly thereafter, she was out doing her usual patrol, accepting treats and pets, which are her due, and admonishing bar patrons reading the paper to finish one article before going on to the other. I mean, really. Thea healed nicely and suffers from only a slight limp, but my heart leaps to my throat every day I see her crossing the street. Bad kitty! A few weeks ago, I picked her up and carried her across, which she did not like. She tried biting me, but Thea doesn't have any teeth left, so it wasn't perhaps as effective a deterrent as she'd hoped. I managed to get her to safety, although I received no thanks for it. You know how it is with celebrities. And a celebrity she is. One of the local papers ran an article about Taya, extolling her adorableness, independence, and the fact that Amelia is hers and hers alone. She kindly and magnanimously allows us to stay here. We're very appreciative. For self-possession, you will not find Taya's equal anywhere. She is aspirational. Taya knows exactly who she is, what she is, and she doesn't give two shakes what you think about it. Amelia and everyone in it exists at her pleasure. And that's just the way it should be. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.